He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Well, it's October 10th, 2013. I hope everybody's getting ready for Halloween, because I am. So today we're going to start off with some very cool gadget. This is actually it right here. It's called the Blue Microphone, and the actual name of it is called the Nessie. And we'll do a quick shot on camera, too, so you can see what that puppy looks like. And we're actually using it now, so there's no better way to demo it than to use it. So we'll get into the features and functionalities of the Nessie Blue Microphone in 1 minute. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Gadget Professor. We are on episode 126. The easiest way to tune into the Gadget Professor, of course, would be to go to our webpage, and that would be thegadgetprofessor.com. When you're there, you want to scroll down, make sure you sign up for the newsletter if you're new to the Gadget Professor. Every Thursday evening, a new show comes out, and as soon as the show comes out, we actually post all the URLs, everything that we talked about in the show, in that newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you're not going to get that information, and I know you want it. And it's free. Also, you can check us out on Facebook and click that like button, because everybody likes the Gadget Professor. And last but not least, you want to follow us on Twitter, and that would be @GadgetProfessor. And we take those tweets and actually make them come live on our Rebel Mouse page. That would be rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. And all that is actually going to be in the show notes. And what this is, the Rebel Mouse page shows every new gadget that comes out probably within the hour that I think you will find interesting. It's a pictorial of our Twitter. And again, you can follow the Twitter feed @GadgetProfessor. Now, you can also email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. I am slightly behind, maybe 2 weeks behind. I had done some traveling, but I'm going to try to catch up with all my email answers to everybody hopefully by the end of the week, which today's Thursday, so by Monday I will have answered everybody. So let's move into the show today. We have some very cool things, I think, that will be of interest to you. The first thing, if you don't know, I just like to point out, you know how I feel about the cloud. You know how I feel about putting your private information and backing it up with some company that you're going to pay money for. Yes, it backs it up fine, but every single show, I think, I have come up with another company week by week that has been hacked. And some of these are the most prominent companies in the United States, probably around the world. This week, Adobe. Everybody has heard of Adobe. I'm not making this up. This will be in the show notes. Adobe hacked. 3 million accounts compromised. 3 million accounts. The massive attack exposes customer names, encrypted credit or debit card information, expiration dates, and other information relating to customer orders. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, if anybody is gonna be secure, you would expect the government to be secure, at least with their web pages. That's a whole nother story. But you would expect Adobe to have security that wouldn't allow this to happen. 3 million people is a lot of people, and they are reeling from it. So I'm not going to spend much time getting into it. I'm just trying to point out how important it is for you to have and maintain your own cloud service. I've covered this 100 times on the Gadget Professor. I might do it again another episode as to how you can buy a simple hard drive or a RAID configurated hard drive backup solution, and you can have your own cloud, and no one's going to hack into it because no one knows it's there and you're not a target. Adobe with 3 million accounts, I mean, 3 million people having their credit cards hacked, that's outrageous, but nevertheless, it happens. So let's move on. Let's see here. I don't know why that didn't change. We went to Adobe, and it should click. I guess it did, and I didn't see it. All right, WhatsApp. This is a AVG, Avira, Alexa, websites. These guys have all been hacked, which is called a DNS hack. AVG, Avira, Alexa websites, WhatsApp, these are all prominent, well-known websites. They have all been hacked, and this one, unfortunately, was hacked by a pro-Palestinian hacking group that redirected websites belonging to several companies. Owned by Webcom Network Solution, registers domain provided, hosting and services, and sells other web, blah, 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 blah. Long and the short is a pro-Palestinian group had nothing better to do except to disrupt and cause more trouble, as they usually do. They hacked into a site, so that's two sites I've shown you today. And last but not least, here's another one that's not working too well. Obamacare site hits the reset button on passwords as contractors scramble. This will be in the show notes. This is a very interesting read. The long and the short of it is here. I'm going to scroll down. 3 years is not enough. CGI has had some experience with these exchanges in the past. It built the web portal for the Massachusetts Romney Care and is building exchanges for a number of other states. With that experience behind them, with 3 years to repair, you think these sites would get it right. They didn't. So not only do we have the government shut down, but if you're trying to get onto the Obamacare website, there's issues with the passwords, and there's also a lot of scams because, again, they're not secure. So folks, you just got to be careful. You can never be too careful with this. So enough about hacking, but there's three different sites just this week that I'd like to point out to you that don't have the security that they should, and probably most of the companies out there don't have the security that they should. So be careful with your information. Moving right along, Google has a plethora, you like that word, a plethora of services out there, and one service that I don't think you're aware of, you'll go to google.com to search pretty much on anything you want. But if you are a scholar or would like to be a scholar, you can go to scholar.google.com. And this is actually used for any kind of research that you want to do. And it filters out all the ads and all the junk that you would normally see when you do just a routine scan. So if you want to do some type of research or find out specific information about a person, place, or thing, you might want to go to scholar.google.com, and you can see it says scholar right there. Here's a cool site called Coupon Sherpa. I don't know where they get these names, but save more with Coupon Sherpa. This handy app brings hundreds of coupons from major retailers to your cell phone. Access amazing coupons wherever you have a Wi-Fi or cell phone service. Get coupons for hundreds of popular retails and restaurants. See your favorite stores and easily track them for their coupons that they put out. And you can save big with dozens of brand new mobile coupons added every day. And what's cool about this, what I like about this, is right on your cell phone you can see there that it actually gives you a barcode. So you don't have to clip coupons and stick them in your pocket or forget them. They're right on your cell phone. All you do at the checkout counter is say, hey, here's a coupon for this, that, or the other thing. And you swipe it, and there you go. So it's kind of a neat utility, totally free. And you can do printable coupons, and they give you coupon codes and grocery codes and all kinds of things. And you can search for specific retailers or specific coupons that you're looking for. So that's a pretty handy app, and it will save you some moolah. Now, this site here is called speedtest.net. And if you have, which probably most of you have, or you won't be watching the Gadget Professor, if you have an internet connection and you're always wondering, you know, what's my speed? This thing is molasses. It's running real slow. What, you know, how fast is it? What's my upload speed? What's my download speed? Well, first, what you want to do is find out what you're paying for. Are you paying for, you know, 5 up and 14 down, or whatever the case may be? This will actually tell you instantly what your actual speed for downloading is and your upload speed. Now, 99% of the time, your upload speed is much slower than your download speed because, well, we won't get into that. Oh, we got a new software update. We don't want to do that right now. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is called speedtest.net, and all you do is click here to begin the test, and this will immediately start, and it's pinging, and now it's testing my download speed. And as soon as that's done, we're at probably an average of 12. Now we're at 13. And I am in the multimedia studio right now in Scottsdale, Arizona. So it tested the download speed, which is 13.5 MIPS, and now it's testing our upload speed, I believe. And in a second or two, that will stop. And actually, it's still going another test on the download speed. There we go, upload speed. I can't believe we're getting 14 up and 13 down. I'm shocked, but I'll take it. That's pretty fast for uploading 14. Now, one of the reasons I'm pointing this site out for you is a lot of people don't realize that you can actually go on this site, and they have a mobile app too. So if you want to check the speed of your mobile app, you can also go to this, and there is a download icon on this website where you actually can get SpeedNet and monitor your bandwidth for your cell phone, which is kind of interesting. So you want to check that out, speedtest.net. I think you can also go on the Play Store for Android and also on the iTunes Store and put in SpeedTest, and it will also come up there so you can just download the app directly. Now, I mentioned this a couple episodes ago. There are a lot of websites that are coming up now that are talking about things using sounds that will enhance your learning experience or make you relax or get more energy out of you. And this is another one of these sites. It's called Focus at Will. Do you like to listen to music while you work? Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But check out our neuroscience-based music channels. Now, this is based on supposedly neuroscience. Now, I don't know if it is or it isn't, but that's what they're saying. They've done a lot of research and come up with the different types of music that will create a learning environment or a better working environment for you. And what this site says it will do is it will increase your attention span up to 400%. Well, given that the Gadget Professor has ADD, I used to have ADD-HD, but not too bad on the HD side anymore. But anyway, the ADD side is still there. I don't think I can increase my attention span 400%. You can effortlessly zone out distractions, maybe, and it's for less than 10 cents a day. But you can try this for free, and here is a scientific explanation of how it works. The wrong music, 50% of us play background music while studying, working, or inventing, but it's the wrong music. Mainstream music lowers comprehension and creates distractions because it is designed to connect with you intellectually and emotionally. The right music, Focus at Will technology, delivers various attention-amplifying music channels that is scientifically designed to engage your brain's limbic system. I don't even know what that is. This soothes the easily distracted fight for the mechanism of your brain, increasing attention span and general focus. You can read on. I'm bored with this already, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat, and I haven't tried it yet, but maybe if I get some time, I'll see if I can get focused. But I thought it was pretty interesting. Rolling right along, this is called lynda.com, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is a site that will actually give you phenomenal tutorials on pretty much any subject that you can imagine, with it, which is computer-related. So if you wanted to learn how to work Word, Excel, any type of office product, any photography skill, whether it be HDR or macro photography, there are hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands and thousands of lessons. There's 2,162 video courses that are online that you can use and watch at your own pace. And these courses are all executed by expert teachers and experts in that particular discipline. So this is a very, very excellent website. And if you check around, there are some coupons that will let you try it out for 7 days for free. If you wanted, you can look by subject, 3D animation, audio, business, CAD, design, developer, documentaries, photography, video, web services. You can go by authors. You can go by software. And this is basically a subscription-based service. So you actually have to pay for the service. But I got to tell you, it's very reasonable. And let's see if I can find the pricing here. Let's see. I had it bookmarked. I don't see it readily available. Here it is. Monthly, it's $25 a month, which believe me, if you want to learn a service, $25 a month, and you have access to everything that's on there, that's a pretty good price. If you want to get the premium plan, that includes exercise files. So if you don't want the exercise files, it's $25 a month. For $37.50, you get the exercise file, which means after you study a lesson and you want to test your skills, they actually let you download files and practice what you've just learned. So there's no time commitment, no matter what you sign up with. And if you're really into this is $250 per year. And there's over 109,000 tutorials, and you can access anytime. And if you want the exercise special package, it's $375 a year. Truth of the matter is, if you have one course, you're going to pay a couple $100 right off the bat. And this is accessible for all their courses. So, you know, I'm not pushing that you do it, but if there's a couple things that you wanted to learn, this is probably a very good deal. And as I said, you can actually call them on the phone, and they'll probably let you sample something. So check that out. So now let's get to the gadget of the day. And as I said, we'll take a look at this at camera two. And this is the Blue microphone, and it's called the Nessie. And Blue microphone has been around for a while. I have, I think, two or three Blue microphones, and they are well known in the industry. They make very high quality microphones, and they make very economical microphones. So you have your choice whether you want to spend a lot of money and get a phenomenal microphone, or a little bit of money and still get a very decent usable microphone. The Nessie, which is what we're reviewing and what I'm actually speaking on now, is one of those microphones that's very affordable and also gives you very, very decent quality for the money. This is a USB microphone, and you know right off the bat that it's decent quality, A, because it's a Blue microphone. The packaging was quite nice. It was in molded styrofoam and packaged quite well, which, you know, you can't judge a book by its package, but you can't judge a microphone by its package. That's why I'm bringing this review. You do get a very nice, very well laid out booklet that has a pictorial and shows what the connections are and how to hook it up. You can hook this microphone up in literally 1 minute. It's that simple. Let me show you a couple of the features, which is really cool and why I like the microphone. First of all, let me just say that this is $100 pretty much anywhere you go. And if you go on to the Gadget Professor promo page, I don't have it up yet because I haven't published the episode, but Gadget Professor promo .com, gadgetprofessorpromo.com. I will have a link if you want to purchase it off that site that will take you right into Amazon, and you can purchase the microphone there. So let's take a look at the Blue Nessie. If you go to their website, they have a nice little video. I'm not going to take the time to run it, but it in great detail explains all the features, which I am going to show you right now. So the first thing I'm going to do is pick this mic up, and we're actually going to get a close-up of it so you can see some of the functionality. So here's the microphone, and let's take a look at the head. And if my voice starts varying, it's because I'm moving the microphone around. But the first thing you'll notice is this little red bracket. And what's nice about this is you can actually adjust the head to down, up, or in its normal position. So it is directional, and right now I'm going to have it tipped up because I would be talking in this fashion. So you can see the differential there, down, up, or kind of its prepackaged position. Okay, now here's the really cool thing about this mic. Just for starters, people don't think much of this, but I love it. On the bottom, there is a rubber pad. It's a thick rubber pad, and it kind of makes, it's inverted a little bit, so it actually makes a good grip on it. It's not a suction cup, but it gives you a very nice padding and shield. So if you bump it, yes, it's going to make some noise, but the rubber padding on the bottom of this is a very nice touch. Now, one of the things that you'll notice here is there's two jacks on the back. This is a standard USB plug, which is right here, and this is what's actually used to plug this into your computer. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this is USB, so this plug is actually going into my computer. Now, you'll see this plug up on top. This is a mini jack, and right now I have this plugged into the TriCaster, which is broadcasting our sound. But typically, if you're not using this for your TriCaster and you want to use this microphone for Skype, which is what I recommend, you actually can plug your headset into here and put the headset on and hear clearly what you're saying so you're not being disturbed by extraneous noise. Now, in addition, on the bottom here, there's a dial, and I'll tilt this forward, and again, you might not hear me talking too clearly, but this dial actually runs. And I turned myself off there, but there's a white light on the bottom of this, and this actually shows that the microphone is on. If I turn this left and right, I will actually increase and decrease the volume that would go through this jack right here, which is actually the headset jack. Now, additionally, it has a mute button. Okay, I just muted myself out there, so Mike's going to have some editing to do there. This little button on the front, if you push it, it instantly turns the mic off. And the reason, okay, Mike, we can go back to the long shot. The reason you want to mute the mic is if you're going to cough or you're running a video or something else, you don't want to hear the sound. So if you hit the mute button, it definitely will cut the level right off there, which is kind of nice. You got to remember to turn the mute button back on, or otherwise you won't be heard. But it's a very easy, functional microphone. It has a lot of features for the money, and I think it sounds pretty good. You'll be the judge, because all the sound is coming to you today live from this blue Nessie microphone, because I don't have my wireless microphone on. So the best way to evaluate the quality is you can be the judge on that. Now, there's one more feature here that I think is awesome, and this is what separates this Blue Nessie microphone from, let's say, the Snowball microphone, which is an older model. And people don't think that these things work, but you're going to hear the difference right now. Mike, we're going to go back to the close-up shot of the microphone. I'm going to hold this up, and right here there's a switch. You can see that little red button right there, and right now it's adjusted to voice. If I turn this switch, just click it to the left one notch, this is going to put it on what's called raw. So right now I'm clicked on the raw voice actuation, and you'll see that my voice is different. But right now I've clicked it back to voice, and what this does is it adds a little bit of compression and a little bit of bass, so my voice should sound a little bit better. And then last but not least, it has a music setting. So I'm going to click this again, and right now I'm on the music setting, which means if you have a guitar or an instrument, that's what you would use this for. And again, my voice probably doesn't sound as good. So I'm going to click this back to the voice, and my voice should sound good again. So one thing I like about this mic that no other mic in this price range has is the ability to switch a nice compressed voice with bass and a little bit of a mix, if you will, compression mix in the voice to make your voice sound better. It accentuates the voice frequencies, or you can put it on the raw setting or on the music setting, and you have a choice. So for $99, it's real tough to beat this in terms of functionality. Now, I have heard some people actually got this mic and it didn't work right out of the box, or the logo, which is right here, was upside down. I don't doubt them. I've never had an issue with the blue microphone. That doesn't mean you can't have an issue. But if you ever got one that didn't work right out of the box, or something was messed up, you can return it or call the people at Blue, and I'm sure they would take care of the problem for you. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and you may be asking, you know, why am I reviewing this, or why would I need this? Well, I like to use this on Skype. A lot of people use the microphone that's built into your camera. So you have a little webcam that's on top of your laptop or your desktop, whatever it may be, and it has a built-in microphone. And what frequently happens with that is if you have speakers like I do on the left and right of my computer, as you're talking to someone on Skype, you hear their voice through those speakers. And what happens is it comes into the microphone, which is essentially on your webcam, and it feeds back. So you'll hear a howling, a screeching, or sometimes an echoing, and the people on the other end of that Skype say, you know, you're hard to hear, you sound like it's an echo, or I'm getting feedback. The reason you get that feedback is, again, because the microphone that's on the webcam is typically omnidirectional, which will pick up everything. So it's actually picking up the speakers, reamplifying them along with your voice, creating a loop and echo. If you use this type of microphone, the Nessi, because it's directional, which means, you know, it's picking up right here. If I go over here, it's not going to be as loud. If I go over here or over here, it's not as loud. So it's directional, and henceforth, you're not going to get the feedback as you would as bad from a webcam mic, because it's only taking the sound that's directly in front of me. And if the speakers are on the side, it's not right here. So that's one of the reasons why you would want to use a different type of microphone. Also, it's going to sound a lot better, much better quality than the webcam microphone. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Gadget Professor. I look forward to seeing everybody next Thursday on The Gadget Professor. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.